Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
For the last 10 years of his life, King Uzziah, quote, dwelt in an isolated house because he was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 26:21. Those stricken by leprosy, like Miriam, Gehazi, and Uzziah, were judged for their self-willed actions. Remember the meaning of Uzziah's name? Quote, "My strength is Jehovah." And the cause of his collapse? Quote, "He was marvelously helped till he became strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction." Verses 15 and 16. If there's one lesson to learn in this independent, self-centered society, it's this, quote, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. During the years of Uzziah's seclusion, 25-year-old Jotham ruled in Jerusalem. Here is his introduction. Quote, "He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah had done, although he did not enter the temple of the Lord. But still, the people acted corruptly." 2 Chronicles 27:2. In spite of these internal troubles, like his father, he continued building and battling. Quote, "He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord, and he built extensively on the wall of Ophel. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forests he built fortresses and towers. He also fought with the king of the Ammonites and defeated them." Verses 3 to 5. It should be noted that one action without the other is useless. To build without battling leaves God's people defenseless. To battle without building will leave them destitute. We'll soon meet Nehemiah, who taught the people to make progress with a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other. How goes the building, sister? How goes the battling, brother? Jotham's secret of success, quote, "He prepared his ways before the Lord his God." Verse 6.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.